I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Here we go. It's hour one, GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good one. Welcome into the broadcast. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. Tomorrow we'll be at Jake's, so that'll be a good opportunity to do that if you'd like to. There's Brian Broaddus in his burnt orange button up, looking snazzy, looking thinned out a little bit, bro. I think the diet and the walking and everything is starting
man.
To look good
Thank
on you.
I appreciate that.
Congrats. There's Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go 4.5. Got Wolchuk and Schiafalo in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Okay, Tex says, how do we know he's not flying to Green Bay? We can eliminate that right off the rip, right?
Yeah.
Not going to Green Bay?
Not going to Green Bay.
No.
At least not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon.
What do you make of this guy? He's not full butt crack, but he's not like certified source. The guy behind the Packers rumors. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Ricky Scoops?
Ricky Scoops.
Ricky Scoops. I prefer Ricky Smokes.
There are a lot of Smokes. The Barstool dudes are the Smokes, like Nicky Smokes and Tommy Smokes.
Okay, gotcha.
And they've been definitely hitting the timeline with their Barstool Beach House stuff. But Ricky's been right about a couple of things. Last year, he was in the middle of the Brandon Ayuk trade saga, which he was wrong about going to Pittsburgh. There's no offer that could have possibly been made because Jerry's not accepting offers. And it would also be big-time tampering if they had a contract that they were talking to Micah Parsons about. So there's a lot of layers here that really don't add up. But we do know the Packers would absolutely be interested in trading for Micah, and they've got the money to go ahead and pay for him. So unless the Cowboys actually want to initiate those conversations, there's just nothing happening. But maybe we get to a point where that does happen.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you get these independent sources because oftentimes people know people, you know, and you want to take that information, you know, separate it a couple of degrees and, you know, you're just in a social scene where people are talking and people are sharing information. And, you know, it reminds me of the Kyrie Irving trade where a guy was talking about it for two, three days or so. And the next thing you know, it's coming to fruition and he nailed it. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least some truth back there. Like it's verified Green Bay would like to do it and would happily pay $45 million. I believe that because it's a really good team.
Yeah, it is a good team. I my biggest thing I would want to know is Micah terrified going to play in Green Bay?
Because of the cold?
Well, if they're going to give him $45 million a year.
Not the cold, but you know, just the, maybe the thing about all his stuff that he does in media and stuff is really driven. A lot of it is because he's a Dallas Cowboy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not become as interesting if you're Micah Parsons, Green Bay Packer guy? That's what I mean. He's got to make a decision here that, you know, and that's why I think that maybe that he's getting a little bit to the point of like, okay, I've got to make something happen here. I know we got on a plane to get a second opinion. I think this is to kind of cover bases in case they go another route. But I just wonder if Micah Parsons really, really, you know, by him being a Dallas Cowboy, it drives a lot of things his direction that he's not going to get being in Green Bay.
Yeah, but I think Jerry has probably already laid that out for him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Heavy.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
And he's requested a trade.
Yeah, but if
I don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy
then
anymore.
What he needs to do is, you know, players say things.
Sure. Maybe players he doesn't actually play, mean
well,
it.
Trayvon Diggs said yesterday that he does want to be here. So he's got his best friend who's clearly saying the opposite to all the reporters in the building.
Yeah, I think he's got to make a decision going into his future about, okay, how do I want to handle this? Do I want to be like the Troy Aikmans, the Tony Romos, and the others that have gone before me that have gotten the media and have become these stars because of their playing careers with the Dallas Cowboys? And I think that's something that's important to him.
You got to win with the Packers to be as visible as the Cowboys. You got to win big. Yeah. And maybe you feel like you could do that. He's also spent 4 years here and become a star and launched the Bleacher Report career, and he's their content director.
Yeah.
You know, I think so. Without even playing another down for the Cowboys, I think his profile is significantly elevated, you know, and maybe he can take that wherever he goes with him now because his visibility is so high.
Yeah, this, you know, nothing against Green Bay. I 5 years of my life there. But when you start to talk about, I always talk
about spotlight is here.
The spotlight. Yeah. Sean Payton told me this one time. He says, Broadus, when you're the coach of this place, they know your name in China. You know,
yeah,
that's how visible this team is. And so that's got to be important to Micah, because I think he's a guy that kind of craves the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
I think he craves to be in that arena. He was craving to be negotiating with Jerry Jones, whether he should have or not, or should have not, but he craves these things. And, you know, when you go to another organization, it's just not the same. He's a great player. He could be a Hall of Fame player for the Green Bay Packers, no question. But it's just not the same as that what you, when you wear that star and how it carries you later in life.
How about this idea, this theory, just for thought provocation? It's the first thing that popped into my head when I saw he was at the airport going to get a second opinion. Do you have to get out of Jerry's sphere of influence to get a doctor who would be willing to, you know, look at things differently on your medical report?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be making enemies of the Jones boys, would you?
No. And no. If you saw, you know, obviously the Michael Irvin episode specifically of The Gambler on Netflix, it's a pretty strong reach there. A lot of pull that the Cowboys certainly have on, at least at that time, they referenced on the payroll.
Yeah, but the Jane Slater retweeting a picture of Micah Parsons at the airport's one of the stories, as we're often running here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll, you know, give you any updates as they continue. But I do believe this is the first time that I've really felt like he's not going to play week one because he's taking actions to protect himself and the paycheck.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to budge here at all. So we're heading for, you know, a first real standoff involving missed games. Have we not had one since Emmett?
No, we haven't.
One since Emmett, I think, is what we're heading for now.
Yeah, I guess the Zeke one was probably as close as it got.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no, this will be the first one.
I mean, there are so many benefits of trading him, though. I that's where I hope we go, and I hope Donovan Ezra-Raku just balls out and you win. And it's like, hey, maybe, you know, like it was unforeseeable that Dak would step in and give you an option at quarterback. Maybe Ezra-Raku steps in and gives you an edge, although that, you know, that'd be perhaps even more unpredictable than Micah Parsons doing that. But I feel like this is your Herschel Walker opportunity. And when you're not in a championship window, what players do you have that you're struggling to get under contract, or you're not sure about is a fit in your culture, isn't a great leader? You know, if you're not going to win, then you need more assets in the future, right? And especially if you're a draft and develop team, it should make a lot of sense for the Joneses to think, wow, if we're so good at drafting, what could we do with multiple ones, multiple years in a row to set ourselves up for the future? Now, I don't know if you do it with Green Bay, because the Cowboys aren't good at drafting in the 20s, if you haven't noticed. I think they maybe hit two out of their last seven or so. It's been, you know, kind of rough. So, you know, I would prefer to trade him to a different team. Yeah. I want 100%. Panthers, Jets, Raiders.
Yeah, preferably. Yeah. That's why I'm totally open to the idea of trading him. I would just let's let this season play out. You know, the draft order, and then the highest AFC bidder will go ahead and make a deal with you.
Okay, and then what do you guys think of this report Calvin Watkins had from Twitter about, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes ago? Micah Parsons has filed a grievance regarding his 2025 salary, according to a person with knowledge of the procedure confirming a report. Maybe a moot point if Parsons gets a new contract, but what's at the root of that?
Well, I think that it's just one of those classic, we've seen this before, where a player is kind of a hybrid player, and so he still has a technical positional designation on the roster, but the other position that he kind of plays makes more money. And this one's weird because they have him as an edge, and you would think the edge rusher would be making more money, but apparently the linebacker in this scenario makes more money, so he wants to be considered a linebacker, not a defensive end.
Yeah, that is kind of BS. Like, it shouldn't matter. Like, you're one of the best pass rushers. It's weird. Like, are you a defensive end? Are you an edge? Or are you a linebacker? There's three different ways of looking at this. I play to the outside and I go hunt the quarterback. Like, quarterback hunter is what they should be called. So that one's, you know, that one's a tough designation, but I guess shouldn't be surprised. That's a BS ethical move, I think, from the Cowboys if you're trying to shortchange him that way.
It's not a Cowboys thing. It's an NFL thing because the CBA states that your fifth-year option is based on what position you play the most snaps, and the NFL listed Mike as a defensive end because that's where he played the most snaps. This wasn't even a Cowboys doing. This is the NFL and their collective bargaining agreement. So, again, like, the players should have the issue with their players' association. They're failing their players.
Okay. What else do we got going on here, G-Bag Nation? We got the waiver claim system is live, and we got a couple of new guys. Triquez Bridges, seventh-round pick out of Florida, and he was just released by the Chargers. Ball skills kind of guy. He's an interception guy going back to Oregon and Florida. Then Reddy Stewart from the Vikings.
Reddy Stewart looks all right.
Nice.
Just kind of checking him out. Been taking a little bit of a peek while everybody's talking. I'm sorry, I'm working on a couple of different things here. But, yeah, just to have an idea what maybe these guys look like. Reddy Stewart looks like to me that the Vikings, he played 61 plays this preseason. And so looking at him as a possible, he's a nickel player. So he's been in the slot on the majority of these snaps. And so overall, I have to say, you know, the quickness and stuff, he's a little bit more of an athlete as opposed to what you would have with Childers, where Childers is a little bit more of a kind of a little bit more of a bigger, thicker guy. This guy's more of a quicker, smaller guy.
Like a true corner. Because Childress was like a safety hybrid there.
Exactly.
Yeah, this dude probably better in coverage, whereas Childress probably gives you a little bit more in the run game.
That's exactly right.
So Booth and Childress are out. Do you think they made the right decisions here, Brian, at least through one player evaluation?
In my opinion, Dawson, I think that they, you know, to me, it would be...
Good move.
Yeah. To me, in a way, I would say, let me just look through these two guys and see, but I didn't think it was a... You know, particularly going into a game you're going to play a week from Thursday to release guys that you've been with all summer. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of questioning that because what they're doing is they're telling me now maybe that they get Childers back on the practice squad or Booth or whatever the rules are and stuff, and they have the ability to bring them up and down if they want to. But yeah, for these guys, I mean, it's going to be a crash course this week of having to learn what they need to do, and especially playing a nickel role, it's going to be really, really important as far as knowing what's going on within the defense, and hopefully things will go out. I personally would have moved on from Booth. I don't know if I'd have moved on from Childers, but we'll see.
I'm not looking at the all 22 yet. I'm shooting from the hip here. My opinion would be the Cowboys would have to be very sold that their talent is better.
Yeah,
to trade that much experience.
That's well, at least guys that have been with them all summer. You know, the pro personnel guys have obviously convinced, I think Will McClay and Alex Loomis and those guys have convinced that to take out not just one, but take out two guys at a position that they're not very deep at right now. Boy, that must say a lot how much they really do like these guys over the guys they just released.
Rangers lost a Nate Eovaldi yesterday, but they did win the game as Patrick Corbin was dealing. Reminiscent, I saw Jared Sandler tweeting about it, reminiscent of when DeGrom went out and Eovaldi went out there and threw a shutout that day. When DeGrom got hurt in 2023, he was like, I got this, guys, we're fine. And Patrick Corbin has had an incredible year, but they've won 4 or 5 now with that win over the Angels, the Seager and Higashioka, doing a little bit of yard work there. Corbin went 8. Danny Coulomb has been in trouble a lot since that first week where he was basically unhittable. Now every time he goes out, it seems like he's in deep water instantly.
Hold your breath. No doubt. It's been tough watching him. Michael Hellman was also really damn good last night with his second career home run. But, Yeah, that's one where, like, you had a 7-run edge. So I'm thinking you're okay here, but you definitely were holding on to your breath there as that ninth inning was wrapping up. Thank God for Phil Maton shutting that down.
Yeah, you had to bring him in, unfortunately. I don't, you know, that's tough. I don't know how you go through, you know, the next day. If you're Coulomb, I guess you just want to get out there, but now it keeps happening to you. It's really unbelievable. The bad luck and the turns for the worst this organization has had to suffer since the trade deadline. I mean, if you could go back in time right now, you'd just sell. If you knew all this crap was going to happen, no need to give up, you know, anybody, or we'll just pack it in. I think, and you know, luckily they get the win there, so they have another chance tonight to get back to 500 or over 500. And if you get there, then, you know, I think it's still game on with 35 games to go. You just need to put together that 10-game win streak or something similar to it here before too long. All right, pregame tonight at 6:30, Jacob Latz is going to be your starter. All righty. Coming up next, we got your G-Bag of the Day champion, then Woolchuck's top 10. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Getting closer to the big Saturday in college football, but games tomorrow night. The top 10 most hated college football players of the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. Who's somebody that you love to hate?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's next in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good one out there. Hopefully you're not getting butt cracked. It's hard right now out here on these Twitter streets with all the Micah Parsons rumors flying around and official-looking accounts. So be careful out there. It is that season once again. All right, it's time for the G-Bag of the Day champion, and then Woolchuck's Top 10, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, here in the Pimp Cup with the reigning champions.
Yeah, baby. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every week down the Fan 530 to replay the champ right about here. You caught it, you lucky son of a gun, you. Look at you. Should go play in the lottery today. This is day number two for this champion audio right here. Let's go to the other side of the pond, if you will. My man was assaulted. He's telling the police about it, the Bobbies. Apparently, he was confronting his Jamaican neighbor. His Jamaican neighbor used the phrase, "Suck your mother! Suck your mother!" And he had questions, ended up getting himself popped in the face.
The thing is, has anybody been injured?
Yes, he hit me. He hit on my face.
Where?
In front of my son. And he said, "I have to suck my mother." No, for me, it's not a good thing. So I'm asking him if you did something with your mother or not.
Yeah.
If you do something like this,
I want some clarification. Did you do something like that with your mama?
The guy follows, that's irrelevant.
I can't believe that won yesterday, by the way, but it did.
It won. It might be better the more you hear it.
Yeah.
So that's an actual thing. That was, I thought he might have had a hard time hearing the guy who said a different word, but "suck your mudda" is a definitely
Jamaican
thing.
Patois. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It basically means the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That patois come out with my ankle, my aunt. Yeah. They start getting a little drunk and excited. Oh, it start coming. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you. They jump on out of them.
Well, it's time now to jump on over here to Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Here he is, the Woolly Bully.
All right. Who is the college football player that you just love to hate over the last 25 years? 877-881-1053. And in the chat, YouTube, Twitch. What do you think, chat? What are we doing here, huh?
What say you, chat?
What's up, chat? Baker Mayfield, I think, was the number one answer when I was polling this thing earlier. And I did, too. I hated Baker at OU.
Really?
It wasn't until he got to the Browns and started doing the stadium commercials. Like, this was his home.
Oh, yeah.
He's living
those
there.
Great commercials.
And now I think that Baker's totally likable, and I love seeing him resurrect his career, and he's perfect there in Tampa Bay. But him and Rhett Bomar,
yeah.
I hated it at Oklahoma.
It's been a recent
pioneer
thing.
Pioneer, by the way.
Rhett Bomar?
Yeah, pioneer to the game.
I love it. It's been a recent development for me in Baker Mayfield appreciation. I think he was just so immature. Like, coming out of college, what was he, 22? He acted like he was 16 still. So I think he had to get to like 29 to act like he was 24, 23, something like that. Then I came around with him.
He was, he was a frustrating player to watch. We did get some college football news. Shout out to Caden Salter, Cedar Hill zone. He's going to be the starting quarterback there for Colorado. So he will be taking over for Shador Sanders.
They play
Shador
Friday
Sanders.
Night, right?
Yeah.
He's taking over for who?
For Shador Sanders.
There you go. Put him like number two on the list right now. Maybe number one as of late.
Yeah, absolutely. Shador, over the last 25 years, and Travis, in a sense. But I think Shador was definitely way more polarizing than Travis was. He certainly should be on this list. But Julian Lewis was the five-star freshman that they got, who is probably going to be a really good player. But Caden Salter transferring from Liberty earned that spot, and I'm excited to watch how his season unfolds there. I think the over-under for Colorado this year is like, what was it, 5.5 is what we heard on our Bet Nation show?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was.
They should be a bowl team this year. I'd hit the over on the Colorado Dubs. I think 6 wins is something that Colorado could achieve this year.
Seems manageable.
With Caden. Yeah. And then Josh Heupel, speaking of Oklahoma quarterbacks, now the head coach there at Tennessee, got himself a nice extension, so he'll be the head coach there for the Vols through 2030, the university announced yesterday. So congratulations to Coach Heupel. Brian, did you watch the Netflix show, the SEC version of Drive to Survive?
No, I did not.
Pretty damn good. I enjoyed it. Finished it the
other
night.
Which team intrigued you the most?
Vanderbilt. And I like what Vanderbilt's doing over there. The
Clark
coach
Lee,
is super likable.
Clark Lee, is that
our
guy's name?
Super likable. Diego Pavia's is fun. And then it's Eli Stowers, former Denton Geyer quarterback, now tight end. Could be a first-round tight end this upcoming season. But just how unserious people look at Vanderbilt. I mean, last year you had Nick Saban. Like, there's one guaranteed dub when you go on the road in the SEC. Yeah. It's Vandy. and then they end up upsetting Alabama. I mean, it was pretty much the story of the year, so maybe it's not surprising that's the one that really stood out. But Brian Kelly, it's not that I don't like Brian Kelly, and I love...
He's a non-likable guy.
He just doesn't seem like a fit at all at LSU.
He's a non-likable guy.
But the Weeks brothers are badass. They kind of steal the show
they
there.
Do. They
and
do
it's
a great
cool.
Job.
All three, like the youngest one's now going to join them.
Yep.
So all three are going to be playing there at LSU. So yeah, Whit Weeks. I mean, what a badass name, linebacker number 40 for LSU. But I thought it was a fun show, and they really didn't feature Oklahoma or Texas at all. Hmm. Like the most Texas got in there was the A&M game. They did the rivalry weekend, and it was A&M versus Texas, and goodness, yeah, they're making fun of the Aggies pretty good in that one. It's like, hey.
Deservedly so.
If you don't go to A&M, everything they're doing seems pretty weird. But to them, it's everything.
It's everything.
And dude. It sure is. We've got Johnny Manziel being texted in, and I agree. When Manziel upset Alabama, I was all for it. Like the Heisman year, the sophomore season.
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
And then after that, like he gets suspended and then immediately comes in. What was it, the third quarter? He gets suspended for a half. And then he scores, does the money Manziel son. Like he just seemed like a total D-bag.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Screw Johnny Manziel. He's an easy guy to not like.
Yeah, and it was a huge conversation nationally. Like every practice. Him, remember when he absconded to Las Vegas?
Yes.
Remember when he kidnapped his girlfriend and drunkenly drove across the Metroplex?
Crazy stuff.
Had the helicopters out, bro, like it was an L.A. speed chase.
It was
from
wild.
Dallas to Fort Worth. Manziel had it lit out here, bro.
Man, he should have been a cowboy. He should have been a 90s cowboy.
Yeah.
Living fast.
You know, Jerry wanted him to be a cowboy.
But yeah, there was a big debate on whether he could be good or not. And I think there was a similar debate around Tebow. Like, Tebow was massively polarizing when he came into the NFL for probably 2 or 3 years.
Yes, and in college, too. Some people texted in Tim Tebow, Aaron Hernandez from Bailey the Bird from the 945. We got a text for Cam Scatabo.
He wasn't hated, was he? Until, like, later, till we found out he was, like, you know,
yeah,
a serial killer.
Yeah, I feel like it was Kellen Winslow in college
that
went on that
during
whole
my era, it was Brian Bosworth.
Oh, the Boz. Yeah, I can see the Boz being absolutely public enemy number one.
He was for a lot of people.
Was he making money off of I Hate Boz shirts or something like that?
He had things figured out.
As way, you should,
he was
sir.
Way ahead. He was like the Beatles of his time. He was way ahead of the game.
Real
business Boz.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
The 949 said anyone from USC, they just hated him. Trevor Lawrence from the 512 got texted in. Couldn't stand Baker Mayfield, that cocky jerk. And then the 903 said Mama's boy Caleb Williams and LSU quarterback Jamarcus Russell, who was a bust for the Raiders. That's our guy, Tim in Carthage. Shout out to your app. He's a good player. Honorable mentions, Terrell Pryor for Ohio State. TP.
Yeah, the Ohio State players tend to be a little hateable.
There's definitely some.
They got mad when he got the tattoos.
Yeah. Yep. Free tattoo.
He traded out the gold pants.
Yeah.
Didn't that get Jim Tressel ousted?
You know what? I think it did.
It's like all over.
Not that long ago.
I think Urban Meyer was talking about, and I didn't even remember what it was with Jim Tressel, but then Urban Meyer, because Urban Meyer's calling for like the NFL to suspend Harbaugh.
Right.
Because he fled the scene basically from Michigan, and that's not going to happen. But he's just complaining about how ridiculous these punishments are, and they mean absolutely nothing to the Wolverines. They're just paying off some fines. They don't care. But, he brought up the because he took over there eventually at Ohio State.
He's a hateable guy.
Urban Meyer is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the coaches are more hateable than the players.
Ooh. Yes.
They're
I think if you ask me top 10, you know, like.
Is Gary Patterson number one for you?
Oh, he's by far number one.
You see him and Jesse Holler are going to get a Locked On
Pod?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Let's go, Jesse.
They're going to get a what?
Locked On Pod.
Podcast together.
Oh, wow.
What are they locking on to?
What do you think
wow.
I wish the best for Jesse. I really do.
It's probably going to be a good show. College, we're basically like pre-gaming for the college football weekend.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Big picture college football.
I'd just be careful if I was Gary, because Jesse does not play.
No.
Yeah, that's
push
not.
Push him a little far.
Yeah. He'll say something.
Yeah, keep
New York's coming out.
No, keep hands off him, bro.
I got to think we're going to get a G-bag of the day out of that lockdown
at some point
this college football season.
Honey Bring Badger. That boy Sweeney on there and see what happens.
What do you hate about the Honey Badger?
I loved.
No, not you, but the fandom. Is that who? Are people texting
people,
that in?
People texted in Honey Badger. Wow. He's one of my favorites, dude. He's one of the most unique players in college football. So exciting.
Yeah. He's that that was AT&T Stadium, who they play in that opener. He had an unbelievable, it might have been Miami. Yeah, he had an unbelievable game. Maurice Claret being texted in.
Maurice is a nice guy.
Oh, I love that dude.
I hosted him when he came to visit the Cowboys. Fascinating story.
I thought he was going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
He was fun to drive around with and talk, and he's a great storyteller.
945.
Yeah, he's in like speeches and stuff now. Yeah. He's traveling around and telling people his story.
He was just happy to be here.
Career after football. Gundy. I think a lot of people hate Gundy
in
the mullet.
There's another coach.
And then Ryan Day.
People probably hated Barry Switzer, too.
I love Barry Switzer, too, man. Yeah. He glamored me at the grocery store one time.
Oh, yeah?
He does seem like a glamour.
Oh, he glamored me.
That Switzer.
Yeah, he had those rings on. At the grocery store, we're in the produce section. My man got a Super Bowl ring on, shaking my hand. I was like, this Barry, how you doing? Gave me that wink, and I seen that Rolex. Yeah. He was chewing on that gum. I was like, oh, he got me.
He was one of the first guys to ever have a Rolex, you know, like on the sidelines, coaching him up. Yeah.
Kellen Winslow Jr. at the University of Miami comes in at number 10. And, yeah, he went on a couple of rants that did not age very well. The I'm a soldier.
That was hilarious.
Was that the pros or was that what in college?
No, that was at the Miami. That was at Miami.
That's when they still had some swag about him.
It was right with Devin Hester there.
I think anybody that played at Notre Dame, I kind of hate.
Yeah, they're hateable.
Kind of a hateable.
Rocket Ishmael?
Rocket's a nice guy. Okay. I shouldn't say that. You caught me, Lucius. You got me right.
All right.
Yeah.
Was it like Brady Quinn and Jeff Samardzija?
Just anybody anybody other than Rocket.
Vontaze Burfict at Arizona State.
Zach Martin.
Zach Martin.
Joe Alt.
Tony Brooks, the running back Tony Brooks, turned out to be a suspect fella.
Yeah.
Art Briles getting texted in.
Ooh.
The dude with the fake girlfriend, Manti Te'o. From the 6-1. I felt so bad watching that documentary for him.
Oh, for sure.
He was just an innocent, gullible schmuck.
Yeah.
Like he really just didn't know any better.
Absolutely.
You know?
Total schmuck.
just had no clue.
Yeah.
8 with Shador Sanders. There we go, Lucius. Probably should be higher. Maurice Claret at number 7.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, LeGarrette Blunt at 6.
Oh, because he had the punch.
Yes. He's straight. But you know what?
That was one of the fun. That's
that guy was asking for
it's
it.
It's one of the funniest KOs that you will ever see because this dude is just taunting in his face, laughing at him for
losing. What do you expect's going to happen?
And then he gets punched and he goes from like, ha ha, like, to immediately just down and out.
Baker Mayfield at number 5 on the list.
Oh, you know why people hated Maurice Claret? He challenged the 3-year minimum. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was
he was going after the amateurism thing.
Yeah, he just didn't want to be in school anymore.
And then he bashed the school for not paying him to fly to a funeral and some other stuff that went down there. And he never attended. He admitted he never attended a class at the time.
There you go.
So he just made make Ohio State look very good on the way out.
Oh, so even the Ohio State fans.
Yeah, even
bit.
OSU's not
he
a fan.
He was amazing.
He was won a national title.
They pieced it up now, yeah. Yeah, he's always in the locker room now. Don't do what I did, kids.
Go to class.
Learn from my mistakes. Johnny Manziel at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I can see
that. Yes. And Florida
especially
fans.
Now he's putting himself out there in the media a lot.
Oh, yeah. And I think I think tomorrow he's making his return to First Take. They're going to be at Norfolk State for the Vic's first game.
Yeah, he re-upped his deal. I think we'll see more and more of Cam Newton on First Take after his incredible interview with Joy Taylor.
And it was an incredible interview. Andrew Marchand just put out Skip Bayless is joining Gilbert Arenas for a new football show.
What?
Yes.
Gil's Arena takes on the gridiron?
Yep, it's going to be produced by Underdog, and it's going to feature Skip Bayless, Aqib Talib, and Jay Gruden.
Keep to leave. Gruden, oh, Gruden's hilarious.
What a cast of characters this is going to be.
That's phenomenal.
Holy
bro.
Crap. That is going to. That might be must watch just to see what in the hell goes down.
Yeah.
Number
bunch
two,
of guys that'll say anything.
Jameis Winston, most hated college football player of the last 25 years.
Hmm. Yeah, he was pretty unlikable. He was.
Yeah.
He was doing
very obnoxious,
immature things. Yes. And now it's amazing because he's probably the one seed for most likable dude in football.
Him and Baker, right? Both
yeah,
of them
yeah, good point.
Have just
yeah,
become Baker's so likable. Yeah. But number one, Tim Tebow.
Tebes, look at
polarizing.
That.
Polarizing. Number one most hated college football player of the last 25 years, Tim Tebow. Everybody hates Mr. Perfect. And you would be hard-pressed to find another individual in college football more perfect than Tim Tebow. You think he finally lost his virginity? He's got a child now.
Yeah,
right?
He did.
Yeah, yeah. He had that baby.
That's how that works.
He got married.
I think it was artificial. He insisted on it.
Got it done.
He's like born with the force.
Okay, what are we doing next, Chief? We got a sports hodgepodge for you. Let's wave goodbye to a college football legend. Plus, which NFL stadium has the priciest beers?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's next in the nation.
All righty. Thank you, Lucius. We have a situation developing in the EFL Cup second round where Grimsby Town leads Man United 2-0, 44th minute. It'd be a stunner. That's an elimination.
Stunner.
Possibly for the Reds. Here's Chief with the hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We will get to America's ding-dong problem here in just a moment.
Speak for yourself.
But we have some other things to address, including a retirement of sorts. Now, when I say college football legend that's hanging him up, who's immediately coming to mind for you
guys?
We're
talking about a coach or a...
Corso?
I think Lee Corso.
It's Lee.
Right?
Yeah.
Lee Corso. This is going to be a big weekend for Lee Corso.
It is. Saturday's a big day.
I think this will be the most tear-jerker, like move over Tom Rinaldi. Mm-hmm. We're going to set a record for tears dropped on the College Game Day set this weekend as they wave goodbye from the shoe to Lee Corso.
Who cries the most?
Kirk. Yep. Kirk and his dog are probably going to just be boo-hooing their balls off for, what, 4 hours or whatever on Saturday
it's
morning?
It's going to be emotional.
You don't think Saban's going to shed a tear?
I don't even think his eyes well up.
That might be a great bet. Does Saban even get the single tear drop?
The No-Sean Moreno tear?
Oof.
I don't think so.
I love this video of McAfee dancing on set. They're like commercial break and Saban's just like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. McAfee's all fired up with energy and then you have Saban that is just locked in, ready to go to the next play or the next segment. But yeah, so this weekend you are going to have the Lee Corso retirement and the farewell. And that's going to be interesting. I don't know. Are you going to be channel surfing from big noon to College Game Day? You should be locked in on game day.
Fox get their deal done? Are we going to have on YouTube? Or
if you have YouTube TV, that's a you problem.
Nope, still don't have that deal done. That is an issue. I probably won't be paying much attention. I'll be driving in the car.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, you have a birthday party at Jared the Charter's
house. I got a solid 45-minute drive.
Okay.
And I'm going to be hustling over because apparently the lady's got to get a nail fixed. Because I'm like, you got till 10 o'clock. We're hitting in the car.
Because this was going to be a no-brainer. Like, this is the farewell to Lee Corso, but I also have a little bit of intrigue with what Big Noon's going to be cooking up. So I think I'm going to be going a little back and forth.
Commercial?
Yeah.
Flip it.
The big retirement, though, is going to be out of Colorado. They have announced that Ralphie the Sixth, V.I. is six, right?
V.I. is six.
That's the sixth.
He will be retiring immediately.
It's a she.
This is... Ralphie?
Is a she.
Is a she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that's breaking news.
Come on, you can see Ralphie's balls from here.
Seriously, are you kidding me? Look at the Adam's apple on that guy.
Yeah.
There's no way Ralphie's a chick.
This is another Vegas issue.
Well, either way, Mrs. Ralphie the Sixth, who I think, I know we love Bevo, we love Mike the Tiger, but in terms of like live animal mascot, I don't know if it gets better than a buffalo.
I don't know that
running across the field
that
named Ralphie,
like bald eagle hawk, that thing that flies out of the crowd in Auburn's pretty wild too.
All right, so here's the situation here.
That's a good counterpoint,
Brian. You're not ball sacking us,
and neither is Ralphie.
Colorado is, because it ain't even a buffalo.
It's a bison.
A damn bison.
Oh my gosh.
So they should be the Colorado female bisons.
Yes.
Is what they should be.
Yes,
if they were being true. Because
the male are buffaloes, the females are bison. So Ralphie is a bison. It's not even a buffalo. We've been lied to for years.
Well, hopefully this portion of it isn't a lie, because this is my favorite part of the retirement. The reports indicate that there was a quote, indifference to running for Ralphie the Sixth.
That's my kind of bison.
She got to the point where she's like, yeah, this whole running thing, not for me. So I guess she just gets to walk off into the sunset and go be lazy as all hell for the remainder of her bison life.
So how'd they find this out?
This is just breaking news all
Ralphie,
over the place.
Ralphie, go! And just stand still.
So you never knew that Ralphie was a female?
No. I think you just broke that news to
Buffaloes
all of America right now.
I don't think it's that. I think
it's
like
Google
when I hear
me.
Ralphie, I'm thinking dude.
I don't think that there's ever been like an actual native buffalo in America. I think that's on the African continent. We've always had bison. We just call them buffaloes for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're all bison.
Female bison have always been chosen as Ralphie.
The original butt crack.
That's crazy, man.
Calling them buffaloes.
Don't call yourself a college football
Calling them
fan.
Indians.
Hey, dude. If you
maybe
knew,
maybe you need to watch six or seven of those pregame shows. Learn a little bit.
Hey, Tolos, if you knew
yeah.
that Ralphie was a lady, then just let us know. Okay, raise your hand in the class and say, I knew that, and I win college football guy of the day. Right now here in studio, Broadus is that dude. Okay, who do you believe, which stadium do you believe to have the most expensive cold beers on an NFL Sunday?
That would be Vegas.
That would be Vegas.
Oh, good poll,
that
Brian.
That would be wrong.
Yeah. Philadelphia.
Oh, really? Wow.
I mean, in the casino, they got to be $15.
Okay, I'm going to go.
They're $14.99. Vegas is $2.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, Eagles. You ready for this one? I'm going to go with SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
Also incorrect. They're $14 a pop for the Chargers and for the Rams.
Where does
there.
That put them?
That puts them squarely at $6.
Give Healthy. Me.
I guess tied at $5, Chargers, Rams, whatever.
Can I guess Seattle?
Seattle is going to be way down on the list, bro. Okay. It's actually tied with the Dallas Cowboys at $9.71 a beer.
Not
That's
bad,
pretty
Jerry.
Good. That's bottom third in the league.
Yeah.
Bottom third
Give
in the league.
Give me the New York football Giants.
$13 a beer for the Jets and the Giants.
Okay. Give me the Miami Dolphins.
$12 a beer.
Give
it's
me
not the Eagles.
Give me the...
Or is it the Eagles?
No, the Eagles, $11.25 a beer.
Give me the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears are also like filthy, $11.25
Is this like
a beer.
Random?
Give me the New England Patriots.
You know what?
Not New England either. New
Cheapest
England,
team in the league.
New England's way down there.
Cincinnati?
Charge the most for beers.
No, Cincinnati is true to their cheapness. $6.80 for a beer. That's the cheapest beer
wow.
in football.
Give me the Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Cardinals are also pretty, $8.30 for a beer.
Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are third, $14.25, the most expensive beer
yeah.
on a football Sunday.
New Orleans makes a lot of sense. Give me New Orleans Saints.
Not the Saints, $11.75 a beer.
Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Green Bay.
No. It's
Minnesota Vikings.
No, dude, this is great. I'm so glad. I was surprised by it, too.
Give me the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, wrong again. $9.20 a beer at Arrowhead.
Give me the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos, $8.30
a beer. How many more teams do we have that we haven't named?
I don't know, dude.
Any of them?
It's the
Washington Commanders.
Oh, wow. Thanks to Google, Walchuck nailed it.
Poopy stadium of theirs. That makes sense.
$16.49. You can have a cold beer. Watch Jaden Daniels slip around on some feces.
How much are they?
$16.49.
Yeah, it's just like not even worth buying at that point.
It's crazy, dude. Most expensive beer. I wonder if that has always, or did the new ownership come in and say, hey, we got to start making money somewhere around here? Dan Snyder was bleeping us?
Maybe.
I don't know.
We got to build a new stadium, guys.
I mean, don't let Jerry find out about these beer prices. We'll be at $17 by week two.
That's terrible.
Yeah, we need to keep those close to the
best. That free beer at the press
box. That's right. After the game.
After the game.
Yeah. After the game.
Clarence Hill takes full advantage of that.
Does he, dude? I need to stick around and get me one of those cold beers.
Yeah, that and another plate of food. They had like hot dogs and pizza and stuff like that afterwards.
Yeah. The halftime spread's pretty good. Post-game spread's not bad either, huh?
Do you grab a plate of food on the way out when you say goodbye to us?
I think he's bringing a growler, too, for the beer tap.
Every once in a while, I'll bring a little to-go container just to throw some stuff in there, bring it home for second dinner.
Ruben had the little to-go plate.
I gave him that idea.
I learned it. Amazing. I learned it from Ted Nichols Payne.
Yeah, Ted was really good.
How are their cookies these days, Brian? Their cookies still good?
Oh,
you got good cookies?
Yeah, cookies are good.
Yeah, cookies are rocking.
Oh, man. Yeah, Brian had a cookie the other night, and he was raving about it.
Yeah.
What is not to be raved about is the Hostess Ding Dongs.
Oh, no. What, the ones without the foil?
We have foil.
Where's the cream filling?
Hostess announce recall of Ding Dongs due to potential mold contamination.
You guys remember the one they had Hostess Ding Dong Flushes?
Yeah.
Gavin, okay.
It was a great treat.
Like with
finding your lunch bag.
In foil. They had them in foil, all wrapped individually in foil.
Is that like the Rice Krispie treat kind of deal?
No, like with foil, the foil, like you would put like
actual
foil. Yeah.
Wow. It looked like it had been home done.
Yeah.
It was a cool deal.
I do like that. Well,
fun to open up.
Apparently,
those things slightly chilled are good.
There have been some affected products with the Ding Dongs. And if you're at home right now and you got Ding Dongs in the pantry,
penicillin will take care of that.
You just have to look at the best if used by dates, and it ranges from August 30th to September 3rd of this year. So if you have Ding Dongs in the pantry right now that go from August 30th, Best Buy, or September 3rd, then you're going to want to go ahead and throw those Ding Dongs away, and you might have a lawsuit on your hands.
I'm out of those.
The recall includes, by the way, certain lots.
I'd keep it as evidence.
The Hostess Chocolate Ding Dong Single Serve. You have the Hostess Chocolate Ding Dong and the Hostess Chocolate Ding Dong Family Pack. Okay? I don't know how many people are ding-donging with the family pack style and just buying your ding-dongs in bulk.
Who doesn't do that?
Those could also be affected here.
It's the Hostess. The donuts are their best product, right?
Yeah. Or the Zingers.
I was a big ding-dong guy. Put them in the freezer. Get that cream filling starts to harden up on you.
Excuse me.
I'm serious.
No, I was thinking. I was just letting you finish. I agree with you on that.
It's very polite of you.
So this is a self-inflicted wound by the company, right?
Yeah
they're kind of raising
exactly. That's the only thing that can take out a ding dong, bro. These things outlive us, fam.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit up in the cabinets forever. It was a self-inflicted wound. That's the only thing that can take them out, bro.
You can use them as a doorstop.
Yeah. Those Twinkies, they're supposed to stand the test of time.
That's space food, fam.
That's the Twinkie, though. The Twinkie's the one that can stand the test of time.
Yeah, the Twinkies and the
same. It applies to all their products.
Yeah. Yeah, they pack those things.
The Zinger might age the worst because you got that fresh layer of icing there on the top, which I think sets it off.
Lucy, you've had the Mrs. Bear, the fried pies, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had those. The little peach, there's the apples.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. I don't know how they make those things, but they hit that. They hit that one out of the park.
Domination.
Especially when it's nice and crispy on that crust.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Only better one, I think, was McDonald's. Remember that lemon pie and that cherry pie they used to have? They still have those?
I can't tell you how many times. Well, even Whataburger has them, too.
Yeah, lemon pie.
What happened to the Miss Barrett stores? Remember those things? Just go in there and just go ham.
I'll never forget that smell.
After church?
I never forget that smell.
Well, there used to be a bakery down here, right?
Wait, hold it. Walchuck?
Elementary school.
Elementary
school. We got to tour Mrs. Barrett's.
There was a bakery on 75.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one we went to.
Yeah, the bakery was right down here.
It was amazing.
Like, Bounties, the windows open.
Mrs. Baird's has to be an all-time, top five smell. All time.
Yeah, that bread.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports hodgepodge in the books. We're now at halftime where Grimsby Town is still leading Man United 2-0. I'll give you updates on that one, let you know when it goes
Grimsby
final.
Town.
Okay, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, let me ask you this. When's the next period of time you imagine you'll be able to believe the Cowboys have a fighting chance at contending? Let me ask you that. Get your thoughts on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line at 877-881-1053, and we're back here on The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.